Om Shanti. 2nd July 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be an intense effort maker and according to the speed of time become filled with all attainments and a conqueror of Maya. Accumulate all the attainments you have received from Bab Dada and remain full with nothing lacking. When something is lacking in your being full, Maya will shake you. The easy way to become a conqueror of Maya is to remain constantly full of attainments. Do not remain deprived of even one attainment. Let there be all attainments. According to the speed of time, anything can happen at any time. Therefore, be an intense effort maker, Tivra Purusharthi, and become full from now. If not now, then never. So, Baba is telling us about attainments, Praptiya. Accumulate all the attainments that you have received from Father and remain full, because when you lack something, Maya shakes you. And to become Mayajit or conqueror of Maya, the best way is to constantly fill yourself with attainments. Let there be all attainments, and you should not be deprived of even one. Because according to the speed of time, anything can happen at any time. Therefore, be an intense effort maker and become full now. If not now, then never. So Baba talks about attainments. In yesterday's Murli also, while Baba was describing godly family, and he said, in this family, once you come, you have alaukik praptiya, you have divine spiritual attainments. So what to do with these attainments? Whatever attainments we have received, or whatever praptiya we have got, attainments, how do we fill ourselves with those attainments? That's a question. So we need to do few things to fill ourselves with all the attainments, or what Baba says, Prapti Swarup. What we can do to fill ourselves with attainments, because only when something is lacking that the Maya comes. Only when even a single attainment is lacking, Maya enters. So the first thing about attainments is churn the attainments, chintan, about all the attainments. Whatever we have received from Father, churn them, think about them, reflect upon them, go in silence, go in solitude, bring each and every attainment into the intellect and try to think about them, expand them. This process of thinking, churning, cogitating, contemplating, reflecting, thinking deeply about attainments will make that attainment your own, and you will try to understand the importance of that attainment. So the first thing about becoming Prapti Swarup or to become Mayajit is to churn that attainment. That is the first thing everyone must do. Then second thing is, once you have finished your churning, what you have to do is write down those attainments. Whatever you have churned, because after churning many times we forget, so it's best that we write down immediately. Once we finish churning, write them down. You can write in the mobile, you can write in the book or diary or anywhere. But it's very important that you write down, because after some time, it's every possibility is that you may forget even your churning, your own churning. So best thing is first to churn. And by churning, if you come across 10 good points which are not organized so well, so just try to organize them in the mind. To do it in the mind is quite difficult. First try to do it by writing. So second step is writing those attainments. Those attainments could be anything. For example, yesterday's Murli was about this divine family. Baba said so many things about that family. This is the highest family. This is the most elevated family. Second, in this family you have loving relationship. Baba did not start this family by telling you that you are soul and I am supreme soul. He started by saying, I am father and you are children. So second is loving relationship. This is only in this divine family. Third, here you claim all the rights. You become adhikari. And fourth, you experience all relationship with one father in this family. Such a thing will not happen outside. Fifth, you get divine or pure sustenance here, pavitra palna, which you do not get anywhere in the world. Next, sixth, you get divine attainments, alaukik praptiya. You swing in this swing of alaukik praptiya. Seventh, your family changed, yug changed, dharma changed, karma changed. These are the four things. Everything changed once you came in this family. Then the line of fortune, 11th, got elevated or expanded. Then parivar. Baba told a new meaning of the word parivar. War is yudh, battle. When you go beyond the war, beyond the battle, it's here in this parivar. Then you get love from all the souls of the world. And the remembrance are three: Gita, Bhagavat and Taramandal. They remember you on the path of bhakti and remember you in that manner. Then you are seated on Father's heart throne. And last, you become Swarajya Adhikari. These are 16 points from yesterday's Avyakta Murli about this godly family, about this divine family. So here Baba is talking about churning. So you churn anything. After churning, write down those. Then once you write, then try to remember yad, because what you have written you may forget. So you have to revise it, even what all things you have written, everything which you have written yourself, you have to sit and revise that multiple times. Though it is written by you only, but at the time of churning, your stage was very high. At the time of writing, you organized it properly. And that's why the third stage would be to remember all of those. Try to remember. Okay, these are the different things from today's Murli. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said a very beautiful thing. He said, do advertisement of Sangam Yug, marketing. You have to do advertisement of confluence age. Tell people, do marketing about Sangam Yug. This is what is the topic. Like, for example, they teach about marketing of soap, fan, electric products, appliances. So here, this is a showroom. And you have to market what? Confluence age. So how to market, how to do the marketing, how to do the advertisement of this Confluence Age. For marketing, for advertisement, what all things they do, try to apply them here. So this is the point of churning. So when I am given this topic, I churn, first of all. Then I got some good points, then I write them down. Then I try to remember what I have written. And fourth, revise. Whatever you have remembered, now revise them multiple times. Sometimes by seeing in that notes, and sometimes without looking into the notes. Just narrating those things which you have written to Baba. Okay, these are the things I have thought about. These are not just about praptiya, but this is also about anything is disturbing you. Somebody is disturbing you. Anything is disturbing you. Some difficult situation in life. First thing, do little chintan about that situation. Then write that situation down. Then remember what you have written. Then try to revise and at last discuss. At last, discuss. Discuss those attainments. With whom you will discuss? With those people who are interested in Gyan Yoga. Those who are not interested, they may not like to discuss. So you have to find out those people who are interested in discussing. If at all there are, if you find that not a single person who is interested in discussion, then you can discuss straight away with God. But make the life full of all attainments. Baba is saying in today's blessing, not a single attainment should be missing, because otherwise Maya will come. Do not remain deprived of even one attainment. Let there be all attainments, because according to the speed of time, anything can happen. Therefore, an intense effort maker is the one who is full from now. If not now, then never. Abhi nahi, to kabhi nahi. Accumulate all attainments you have received from Father. So what you do today, today's homework is, do chintan about attainments. Write about those attainments. Remember those attainments. Revise those attainments. And fifth stage is, try to discuss. Discussing attainments will reinforce those attainments. So, going through all the five stages, not just for attainment as I said, for anything that disturbs you, anything which is difficult in life, anything which you perceive as problem, or any person if you think is a tough person to handle, difficult person to deal with, that time, apply all the five things. So, Baba is saying, the easy way to become conqueror of Maya is to remain constantly full of attainments. So, these are some of the things. Now, second part is, Baba is saying, Maya comes when you lack a single attainment. And when we lack single attainment, the reason is always a sort of dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction with what we have received, achieved. Because we are seeing that somebody else has received more. That may be name, fame and glory. That may be some gross attainments. And when we see that somebody is receiving more or somebody has more, we unconsciously suffer from jealousy, and that passion or intensity of jealousy burns the soul. The best virtue in human life is satisfaction, to remain satisfied with what we have. Just as there was a crow kawa, which was very black, and it was very unhappy with itself, with its color, always dejected, always crying. And one day, this crow sees a swan, white swan, and it goes to the swan and says, "You are so happy. Look at me, I am so black. Nobody likes me, nobody looks at me, but you are so beautiful and everybody looks at you. You are so wondrous. I wish God could have made me a swan. You are really the happiest person in the world." The swan says, "Even I used to think like that. But one day when I saw a parrot, I realized my folly. Because I have only one color and parrot has got two colors. So how can I be the happiest person in the world? It is the parrot who is the happiest person in the world because it is so colorful with two colors. Where is one color and where are two colors?" So he says to the parrot that, "A parrot, you are the happiest person in the world." Parrot says, "Even I used to think like that, that I am the most beautiful and I am so colorful with two colors. But my happiness was only till that time when I saw a peacock. Because peacock has got multiple colors. And the moment I saw peacock, my happiness was destroyed. Because where are multiple colors and where just two colors? So it's a peacock which is most beautiful and most happiest person in the world." So the crow rushes to the peacock. But he sees that peacock is in the zoo and caged. And he meets the peacock and says, "You are so happy. You have got multiple colors." The peacock says, "Even I used to think that I am the happiest person in the world. But what is this life in cage? I am in prison. No freedom. The happiest person in the world is crow, which is flying in the air. Because it is free, unengaged." So the crow realizes its own folly. It understands that it's not by comparison that I am going to achieve happiness. All happiness is within me. Whatever I have received is more than enough. But when I start comparing myself with somebody, the spirit of comparison devastates the inner happiness. Just as the doctor was discussing, when a child is very small, the parents fill that child with seeds of jealousy and comparison. They teach that child that you have to score the highest. They teach that child that you have to score more than the next door boy. It cannot happen that you score less than the other boy. But the parents are not realizing what they are doing with that child. They are destroying the creativity of that child. They are sowing the seeds of comparison, sowing the seeds of jealousy within that child, and the child grows up with that ego, and the ego is nourished from that age, and the child grows up and up and up, and he becomes an egoistic person full of jealousy, holier than thou attitude, and I am the greatest and I am the best and I don't want anybody to go ahead of me. So as he progresses ahead in life, this ego takes another form, this ego metamorphosizes, and it becomes so gigantic that it cannot tolerate anybody coming in its way, and pride hath a fall. So this is how the things happen. Teach the child the sense of wonder, the sense of satisfaction, the sense of contentment. Teach him that you are the unique person in this world. Teach him that there is none in the world who is like you. Teach him that you are the masterpiece. We cannot tell him what he has to become. He has to decide his own career, his own future. And he will grow according to his own desires, intentions, sanskars. You can just provide support but never become his clutches. So these are the five steps about attainments, and if at all we have that sense of dissatisfaction in our life, search the source, remove the source from where this dissatisfaction is emanating, which is the Gangotri of this dissatisfaction. What is the source? What is the root? What is the foundation from where it is springing up? Trace that source, go to that source and remove it from there. It might be a sense of jealousy which is making us feel that I have not achieved anything. Baba says that I have given everything to everyone. In this divine family, yesterday's Murli, whenever somebody comes, everyone is filled with divine attainments and everybody is swinging in that swing of divine attainments. So how can anybody say that I lack and Baba has not given me this? He has given everything to everyone. Only thing is that we are not realizing, we are suffering from the disease of forgetfulness, oblivion, vismriti. So may we become Prapti Swarup, follow all the five steps for becoming full of attainments, decimate Maya, remove the source of dissatisfaction. And the most important, as I said here, discuss your attainments with others. Discussion is very important. And this discussion part is definitely lacking in this Brahmin family. We are addicted to listening or hearing, that's it. But Gyan should come out from our lips. So when we discuss, things become clear. When we discuss, new points emerge. When we discuss, we get to understand our own mind, the confusion, the internal wiring. It's so confusing, wiring is there within. So we get to understand those things. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.